The last 2 days we've had celebrations in the life of the church that connect in a really rich and beautiful way with the devotional life of us individually, celebrating the triumph of the cross, and then yesterday the sorrows of our Blessed Mother. Both of those are very easy to sit down in prayer with and have them move the heart. The Lord's death on the cross was visible, and there were witnesses to it. The scriptures tell us about it, and we know so much about the way that the Romans, sadly, would put people to death that way, that it's very easy to meditate on that. And then certainly with our Blessed Mother, it's also equally easy to enter into the sorrows of her heart, all of those seven sorrows, but most especially to picture the scene that we had in the gospel yesterday of Mary standing at the foot of the cross. So all of that is easy to take into prayer. So it's good that we have the first reading that we have today, where Paul is hitting on the absolute necessity of the resurrection, because the resurrection is harder. That hour in the middle of the night when Christ rose from the dead, there were no eyewitnesses to that moment. None of the evangelists were sitting outside the tomb. All we know is what happened on Easter Sunday morning. But the event itself, there are no eyewitnesses. Like we sing about that in the Exalted at the Easter Vigil, a blessed night that alone knew the hour of Christ's rising from the dead. So it's harder to take that into prayer in terms of what it would have looked like and all of that. We can meditate on the encounters the Lord had with the disciples after he was raised from the dead. But because of that, it's really good to have the first reading that we have today come after these last 2 days of feasts. Because Paul reminds us that without his resurrection, there are the two huge things he mentions. Without his resurrection, we are still in our sins. If Christ has not been raised from the dead, then there is no forgiveness of sins. Because he died for our sins, he made of himself an offering to the Father. But if that offering was not accepted by the Father, if that act of love was somehow not good enough to atone for our sins, he would still be dead in the tomb. The proof that the Father accepts the offering of his Son, that it's able to atone for our sins, is the fact that the Father raises him from the dead. That is the great sign that the offering he made was acceptable. And the Father is so pleased with the offering that he raises his Son from the dead. So Paul says that if Christ has not been raised from the dead, then your faith is in vain and you are still in your sins. So every time you go to confession, what you want to think about is, Lord, the mercy here is a very real, like here and now, action of your resurrection from the dead. And that's just really awesome. Every time we step into the confessional, the power of his resurrection is at work. Paul also tells us that if he is not raised from the dead, then all of those that we love who have fallen asleep in Christ, that is, who have died in faith, if they have died but Christ hasn't been raised, then they've simply perished. It's the end. And that is a terribly hopeless thought. So Paul is telling us the Lord's resurrection is a source of power. It's a reality for us here and now as we receive mercy. It's a reality for us after we physically died in terms of our hope of being raised again. So it just, again, it's really good that we have this reading coming after these 2 days that have focused us on the cross, because we need to remember that it was not only his death, but his death and resurrection that form the entire foundation for our salvation. So today, let's pray. It might be good to go back and spend time with us in prayer, asking the Lord that even though we may not have as vivid of an image in our heart for that moment that he was raised from the dead, that Paul's words will help secure that as just the absolute anchor and foundation on which everything else is built. And it also just gives us insight into the early life of the church, because Paul says, what we've always been preaching is Christ raised from the dead. And if that hasn't happened, then our preaching and our own witness as apostles is empty. So a lot to pray into here, but let's take that into the day and see what else that the Lord can do in our hearts by way of these really great words from Paul today.